Steve, is this thing on?
Are you ready? So, hey, oh my God, you guys get like totally excited because we like have like a celebrity on a very special episode. Oh my God.
Hey.
TMZ star.
Yeah, that's going to make me need a drink.
Yeah, let's talk about TMZ.
Oh my God, wait, before we even talk to her, let's just play the bumper.
Oh God, Luke, okay.
No, let's do the bumper first.
Here we go.
Tonight on UCR Live, Katrina and the gang talk about her being featured on TMZ this morning as Member Her. Can you believe they gave her real age? How rude. Make sure you tune in live 9 p.m. Eastern.
So, correction, her real age. Excuse you, Jeffrey. I could tell that was your voice.
It sure was.
So, of course, we're talking about... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. Well, fuck her, because I'm sorry, Steve, don't kill me. No, because she makes me so mad. The first thing she said to me was, how dare they use my real age?
I believe what I said was, I have the face of a 28-year-old. How dare you say that age? Rude.
Rude.
I can't move my forehead, okay? This is all you get.
I need more kitty. Mine's worn off, and you know it's not good.
Well,
it's not cute.
I can contest the age is not correct, and it's a year older than me, and we were born the same year. So,
thank you, Jeffrey.
It's not accurate at all, not even close.
So what we're talking about, for those of us that haven't seen it, is the lovely Miss Katrina A. Johnson was featured on TMZ. It is still at the top banner at the moment.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Check it out. Oh, where is she? I mean, they did you dirty.
That first photo is hideous. The second photo, I'm on a boat and I have no makeup on, so also hideous. Come on, guys.
Don't think they're that worried about the boat.
Oh, you got your lashes, big girl.
Those were probably added in later. I don't know.
They're more worried about the flotation devices in the second photo.
I mean, I guess there was just one big floaty. sideways floaty. Ain't nobody gonna drown today.
All the sexy photos they could have picked of you, they picked that one.
They picked the hideous one of me on a boat fishing with no makeup on. Really, guys? Come on. Do better, TMZ.
Well, look, I think you got away with it because one of your co-stars was also featured, and they featured the most pixelated, like, was she missing during the filming or something? Because there's, like, pixels all over the place. It's just like, do you remember her? I'm like, I can't even see her in that photo. It's like,
I feel like pulling a Mariah Carey and saying, I don't know her.
I figured that was coming.
God, it'd be Elisa.
Just a little bit. But yeah, it was very interesting. They managed to find like a pretty clean still of you. And it's just, I think it might even be from the opening titles of the show. It just looks like every little pixel square. It's like gorgeous. Oh, living. Good work, TMZ. Good work.
TMZ, so, if you need to hire Steve, we'll let him moonlight for you.
I had to message them because I thought it was kind of rude that they didn't mention that she, you know, has a show. So I text them and I was like, excuse me, but Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That has a show right now called
That's Uncensored her legal Radio. Name, by the way. Her legal name, everyone.
That's it.
Because I called her that forever.
Anytime I call Jeffrey, he says, yes, hello, Katrina Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That. How can I help you?
Someone needs to
get out and fix your Wikipedia, girl, because it says our show finished in 2015, which technically it did, but, you know, we're back.
Guess who's back? Back again.
We're like a coal saw. You can't keep us down. Wait,
aren't you guys are like the new, like, techie? Do you guys not know how to edit Wikipedia?
I can't work it. I can't work Wikipedia.
What's the legal name on Uncensored Radio? Wikipedia drives me crazy. They'll put up fake stuff and then they'll take it down and then they'll put it back up. There was some stuff on there about me. I forget, some girl who went to my dad's church put up some stuff on there that wasn't even true. Oh, it said that she lives with her family in Las Vegas and she lives with a boyfriend, or none of that was true. She's engaged. None of that was true. I've never been engaged. I never said yes. I had my own house in Vegas. I didn't live with my family. Like, it was just a bunch of stuff that wasn't even true, and Wikipedia just let it sit up there.
So. Yeah, I can contest. I know you own the house. I was there, and I saw the Hello Kitty tree that stays up all year round.
Come at me, bro. I had a Hello Kitty tree year round. Whatever. And my Christmas tree is still up now.
We broke your bed.
Yeah, you did.
We did.
Definitely. Speaking of broken things,
broke the bed.
You are running with some pretty like heavy competition at the moment. Have you guys seen Tiger's car crash?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was so mad. I was afraid it was going to bump her on TMZ.
No, but she's still at the top banner, but he's not dead or anything. Calm down.
Right.
But exactly. Apparently
nobody's getting leg surgery, and it was in the middle of the day, so they said there was no alcohol involved, but possibly some substance abuse
happened. He was seen speeding before the accident happened, so...
He was driving, so it's his blood he on was the driving. Airbag.
Yeah, apparently. So,
you know, he's had a real rough go of it since we found out he was a man whore, allegedly. Not really, allegedly. Because everybody knows.
Not allegedly, it's been proven.
True.
Wait, can somebody remind me? Does anybody remember? What, didn't his wife go like postal on his ass or something?
Yes, with a nine
with the golf club on the car.
On his car.
Yeah. God bless her. He deserved it.
Well, they say when you piss off a man, he'll like take his aggression off on like you.
Right.
If you're the woman. When a woman is pissed off, she'll take her aggression out on your car.
Well, you know, though, I mean, in the age that we're in right now, if it had been a man that did that to his wife because she was a cheating whore, we'd be vilifying him and he'd be canceled right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she got an endorsement deal.
I mean, she was a model and she was gorgeous and she deserved it for everything she had to do.
And I'm not
it's a wonder she didn't get a casting offer from Real Housewives, right?
Very true.
She did, but she don't need it. Like, why would you? If you don't need it, you got $500 million or whatever he had. Like, I'm not, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's something to do during the day.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be seen with that trash.
What are you going to do? I've got to drink rosé and start fights.
I'm here for it. Hey, I'm not really married, but if you need a sugar baby on the show, holla at your girl.
All right, Kat, what series would you do? Would you go Beverly Hills or would you
relocate? I live in OC.
Yeah.
So I could be the OG of OC. I mean,
I could reinvigorate the OC.
Hello. I could do I could do Beverly Hills, but I'm surprisingly enough not bougie enough for that.
I was gonna say, like, you're bougie, but you're not like stuck up bitch bougie.
I'm not crazy. I'm OC housewife. That's
you gotta avoid those Lisa Rinna glasses throwing every
Katrina
5 minutes.
Fun. Katrina is definitely like a blast in a glass. Like, right? Like what?
Yeah, I'm more like Jersey Shore. Snooki.
Snooki.
The blonde Snooki. Yeah.
I did go out with Snooki one night and I did my hair up just like her. I have pictures. I'll have to find it and send it to you.
She's my cousin. What's going on?
Oh,
yeah.
We'll post them. Make sure you find it, put it on your fan page. Make sure you like her fan page on Facebook, Katrina A. Johnson. Should it doesn't say from Nickelodeon's all that, but trust me, she is.
And it should.
I know her.
Oh my goodness. So how is this exposure, I guess we'll call it, from TMZ treating you? Is social media going crazy?
A little bit. It's definitely been picking up today. I get a lot of people asking me if I have an OnlyFans.
Yeah. And would you care to drop any information here about something or whatever?
Okay. So
Katrina, I'm happy to do your OnlyFans, you know. I've done it in the past for other females, you know, where I've just blurred stuff out. And...
I'm going to put a blonde wig on.
I mean, if we could blur all of this, then maybe.
I've done it. Look, I made a short film where, like, one of the girls had to be spread-legged in a, like, she was getting murdered or something, and she was wrapped in a towel, and she was like, I don't want to, because she was, like, in panties. She's like, I don't want to show it. And I'm like, I'll do it. And she's like, okay. So then I did it, and we just blurred out, like, the little box in the middle, because, you know, because there was a bulge instead of a box.
Box.
It worked.
Box. In the
it looked
middle.
Cute. I'll send you the clit. I'll send you the little clit later.
Yeah, what? Send me the little later. Well, little I did do a TV show for Playboy, and people are always looking for that. And then when they find it, it was called King of Clubs, and I played this like vivacious cigarette girl with like a little tray and all the goodies in a strip club. It was supposed to be supposed to be a reality show, but it was. Scripted, sorry. And
are you telling me reality's not real?
And I actually never got naked, so I didn't do it then. I'm not gonna do the nudity now.
You're just the one standing in the corner going, cigarettes, coffee,
cigar
for you, mister.
I told jokes. I had like I was like, oh, not the ear, not again. No, it wasn't that bad. But
look at Luke's over there drooling. It's like his fantasy.
I would definitely consider doing an OnlyFans if it could be.
My internet's so terrible right now. I can't drool.
If it could be one of those accounts that's not like all pervy. Sorry.
So you want to go like Bella Thorne?
Well, she caused so much controversy.
I know, right?
She changed the rules for everybody.
I know, but she was making when she signed up, she made $1 million in a day.
And here's the thing: people are so mad at her. Like they're like, "You're taking away work,
really?
Money from sex workers." And it's not just her. It's not just her. Like people are like
everyone minds
about it, and I'm like, wait a minute. First off, just because she was on a kids show how many years ago doesn't mean she got money like that. Okay.
Hey. Right?
Like, let's.
No, she did. She did other stuff recently. She was on a show.
Did those babysitter movies for Netflix. They were great.
But you know what? She can do what she wants. Like, why are people angry? Or why are people
because
pissed?
They
like,
say they're taking. That's money.
But the real reason they're angry is because they changed the rules because of what she did. So it used to be that you could sell your content. You could say, I'm going to be nude, buy this nude photo for $200, which is what she did. She said, I'm going to be nude, buy this photo, $200, and hundreds of thousands of people paid the $200 and got the photo, and she wasn't nude. She was in lingerie. So then OnlyFans had to go back and refund all of those people. So then OnlyFans put a ban. They put like a ceiling on how much money you can charge and how much money you can make. And then they made it so that in some parts you have to wait 30 days to get paid so that they make sure there's no people trying to get their money back. So before strippers could say, oh, hey, I'll show you my whatever for $500. And now the most you can make is $50. On any one gift, and they can only tip you $100. I know this because I just watched the documentary today.
Well, they can tip you multiple times.
Educated.
Yeah. Or can't you just give them your Venmo or whatever? Like,
right, like, yeah.
Can you do like the Instagram hoes do and just like link in bio, Cash App, whatever, like, Amazon shopping list, whatever.
I guess it's taking away that instant gratification thing because we all know what people look at OnlyFans for, really.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, $500, here you go.
But look, like 30 seconds later, I actually was reaching out to.
Yes, who'd you reach out to?
Go on, Powder.
Oh, nobody. Sorry, a potential guest. Yeah, which was like China's boyfriend. Like, look what happened to China when she did like
did she do porn
and whatever.
Yeah,
what after happened wrestling. I don't think I'm even coming across right now. I think it's like breaking up, isn't it?
You're no, good... tell us. What happened in China?
You can't hear me.
Yes.
We it's can fine. Hear you.
Yes, she did. Yeah, she did. She dead.
What is going on?
Oh, she's dead.
Like doing dead. A show with Vera.
She's dead. Okay, got it.
I told you, she's dead.
Look.
She's dead.
Yes,
I thought you were saying oh, yeah, she like, did. She, and I'm like, did, yes, like, I know porn she did. And
whatever. But she was really like, before that, she was like completely wiped. You can't even hear me, can you?
We can
hear you. Jeffrey's just an asshole.
There's just a delay.
I'm taking myself out.
Don't pull a China. Don't do it.
Oh, rest in peace, girl. Oh, he's having technical difficulties
poor
today.
Guy. Jeffrey, why are you laughing? You're going to hell.
Why? Is it? Well, because it was funny. He's being so ridiculous.
Oh, God. We got to watch Jeffrey die.
I thought he was saying that'd she so did. Funny. She did. I'm like, I know she did. He's girl, like, no, he's dead.
She did. I say you, she did. What's wrong with you?
And just right. Like, he was so abrupt with it, like, she dead, girl. She dead. Yeah. Dead as fuck, bitch.
Okay, but so, I don't see the correlation, though. You do a porn and then you're dead? Like,
well, no.
She just sold her soul for porn. I don't know.
She had a lot of issues. She's actually a very, very nice woman, who just had a lot of problems, you know, like it sucks because she's a good chick. I mean, she did the convention circuit too.
Mm-hmm.
Ran into her with that. What's that? The mini man, he passed away though.
The Troyer,
yeah, he was another crazy son of a bitch. You remember you were there for that one, weren't you? He came up on a scooter all crazy, wasn't it you? He was slapping in the ass.
He did not slap my ass, but
he slapped somebody.
I definitely remember him. He was hilarious.
Yeah.
What was that? The Surreal Life. Do you remember The Surreal Life?
He was
on it, and he got so crazy. He like peed on the wall. He was naked. He was running around on his little scooter.
And then he ended up on crazy. Dr. Drew, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's not good.
What is it? Janice Dickinson. It was him. Dave Coulier. DeBrat was on it. She's like, I ain't being here with no washed up people. Like, she was pissed. She was mad.
That was the juiciest show.
And Janice, and then,
wait, was it Flavor Flav? And
Yes, Flavor Flav.
And Brigitte Nielsen. Yes.
Yeah, because they got the spinoff. And then I think that's how Janice Dickinson got that, her show. With her modeling agency, which I was living for.
Okay, I have a Janice Dickinson story. I have not signed an NDA, so I'm
ready for the tea.
Ooh. Go ahead. Okay.
A friend of mine used to run the W Hotel in Times Square. He was an executive partner. But whenever the manager on floor was unavailable, his office was right there. So he would just step in to handle these problems. Well, Janice Dickinson checks into the hotel, rings up a $2,000 spa bill, and then $5,000 in other charges in the hotel suite, in the room service, bottles of Cristal, all this and that, and the other thing, you know, real royalty treatment that she's demanding. All these favors and all these special things because, you know, she is Janice Dickinson. And then her credit card bounced.
Oh, I believe it.
And then.
Oh, no.
They tried to get another credit card. It bounced. Third credit card bounced. Oh, yeah. So then. They're like, well, what do we do? She owes us $7,000. So I guess the way the pay structure works at the W is at the end of the day, you have to clear out your roster. So that means you need to charge everybody. and you're not really allowed to have more than $2,000 in outstanding charges at one time. And she blew that $2,000 just in the spa. So they needed this $7,000 from her, and all of her cards kept bouncing, and they didn't know what to do because she's acting like she's super famous and a really big deal. Meanwhile, they need to get paid. So they locked her out of her room. So she has to come downstairs and deal with them. So this friend of mine deals with her because the manager is away at the time. And this friend of mine is so diplomatic and says, "Oh, Ms. Dickinson, we're so sorry. There could be a problem with our credit card machine, or it just could be your card. Do you have another card we could try?" "What the fuck are you talking about? Do you know who I am? Blah, 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 blah." "Yes, I'm so sorry. I'm sure it's our mistake, but it's hotel policy. I can't let you in your room until we've settled this." And she's like, "This is bullshit. I already gave you a credit card." "Oh, I'm so sorry. That one's not going through." "I gave you another." "I'm so sorry. That one's not going through. Would you like to go inside and talk? And maybe we could just handle this in private." And then she blows up, causes a huge old scene. And none of her cards are working. She's got this young, sexy little boy toy with her. And he is so humiliated. He's looking around and he's like, "Okay, try this one." His credit card worked. So the boy toy ends up paying for the room and all the goodies. And then she gets a room key. She's allowed back into her room, but she's not really allowed to charge anything else. And she's kind of blacklisted from the W. Sorry.
I'm sure.
Well, she's kind of blacklisted from everything now, right? When's the last time you heard of Janice Dickinson?
Actually, it was when Tyra Banks was blowing up.
Yeah,
because they said Tyra, that Janice was right about Tyra all along.
Don't you know what Tyra's been through?
Well, here's the thing. Janice is crazy, but she's never hid that, right? Like, she's always been who she is, unapologetically so.
That's her brand. What the problem is.
Right. So you knew who you were getting, where she was calling out Tyra, nobody wanted to hear it, and then, oh, people came with receipts.
Like this, in the face. Yeah. Cell phone to the face. Boom.
Speaking of
Naomi.
Speaking of things in the face and copying receipts.
Yes.
Have you guys heard? I was looking into a bit of OnlyFans action. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about everyone's favorite rough trade? Aaron Carter.
Oh yeah.
What?
Oh yeah.
No.
He shows his dick, girl. Like
straight. So yeah, Aaron has a Cam Soda account, and I've seen the video. If you want to see it, I'll send it to you.
I know him. Aaron Carter story as well.
So Aaron's breaking records on Cam Soda as well. But boy's charging $27 a month for his.
For the dingling, that's a bargain, I think.
You know what though?
I haven't seen it personally.
I've seen it, and it's not just dingling. It's full throttle, like
action.
He's making porn, like.
Okay, so. Well,
honey,
I'll tell you, I'm not surprised because when I met him,
are you subscribed, Steve?
No, I just did. I found it on Google. Literally, you can go.
Yeah.
I found it in about 3 seconds. I'm like, oh, there it is. Right.
But he was very precocious. He was in the club when he was about 15. Coming on to me and Elisa Reyes. And Elisa was dating his big brother at the time, or, you know, dear, whatever you want to call it. Allegedly. Anyway.
Elisa.
And
with that family, allegedly.
We're in the club. We run into the little brother. She's like, "Oh my God, he's so little. Look at him. He's all over us." I was like, "How did he even get in here? Like, you."
That's why he's so messed up.
You look 12. Yeah. So he was getting it in back then, let me tell you. He was picking up Big Brother's sloppy seconds like nobody's business.
I don't know if I want to admit this on air, but he follows me on Twitter, right? And so, yeah. So
get him on the show.
Come on the show. We've seen all the rest of you. You might as well turn up on the show.
I'll
We will publicize his page. Yeah.
So here's the thing. Like, I feel bad for him. Like, but he gets really pissed if people, like, say that there's something wrong with him. Like, he's just not there yet, right? And
wait, why do you feel bad for him?
Because, like, there's something that's not right. You know what I mean? Like, he needs to get help. You know, like, if you watch his, like, he used to go on Instagram for, like, hours at a time live. I actually was watching the one in the where he flashed his junk the first time. Like, it was a huge thing.
What?
On if Instagram?
Get help, he can get it. He's got plenty of excess. Like, he's...
No, he really doesn't, though. He's cut off from his family. And, I mean, he hasn't admitted it, really, but he's admitted it in ways that he's broke. Obviously, he's on OnlyFans. He's trying to pay his bills. You know, like, it's not a good situation, I don't feel like, for him. And then he's dating these trash bags. And...
Wait, but who are the trash bags? What do they look like? Give me this.
Just you.
Look, I would love him. I
but
would
they're
like,
but they're trashy.
I'll be
you know
trash.
For what? Look, I think sing I got candy for you or I want candy. Like, girl, he ain't got no money. He ain't buying nothing.
Okay. The sign of trouble is usually the face tattoo, right?
Well, it's rough.
It's a little.
Well, we were talking about another acquaintance of
former
of us,
associate
that, you
know, of mine, that
former
has
associate
a face
that
tattoo.
Has a face tattoo, and it's usually quite signifying that there's something amiss. Let's
yeah, but she's a rapper now, and she has not taken to the OnlyFans.
Yet.
Who?
Amanda.
Oh! I was like, Jesus the face Christ. Tattoo. I
Who
thought
else?
We were still talking about Aaron, and then I was like,
no.
Who talking
no.
about? She has a face tattoo?
It's only little.
A heart.
Oh, see, I banished her from my life when I became friends with Katrina. I don't know her.
I have to pick my all that stars, you know.
Yeah.
No, I went with Jeffrey, Katrina. there's enough love to go around for everyone. And
there is,
we...
especially if everyone signs on to do Aaron.
I feel bad for her hope she gets the help she needs, but I don't have to keep up with her. I don't care. She's the Man wasn't that good.
I mean, I kind of like She's the Man.
Channing Tatum. Wait,
well,
right?
I like She's the Man. It was
okay,
okay,
maybe I liked that one. So there was another one.
Come
What's
on.
One?
Okay, so maybe I like that.
Yeah, Tatum, just like something that else that she did that was shit. Like, you know, like her life.
No, just Twitter.
Oh, everyone, let's see, everyone liked the like, oh, Channing Tatum's like, it was kind of some weird catfishing, sexy, he's gonna fuck a boy. It's like, but that's not a boy. That ain't no man. Like, that ain't no man.
Well, and doesn't he kind of have that, like, reputation in real life, too?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
No, he used to be a stripper. I think maybe he might have got paid. I don't think it's like Simon Rex territory where he's, like, jerking off on a bike or whatever, but...
Oh. Wait, Simon Rex went all the way the other way.
Yeah, he did. And it was
Wait,
great.
He did? I thought he just jerked off.
I loved it.
He just jerked off on a video, right? What do you mean he went all the way?
I think
no.
there was a video where he was like...
There was more.
Like, yeah, like bit of a
he
gob.
He was gay for pay.
Bit of a
he was Simon
and
Rex
stuff.
Went gay for pay.
He's on Cameo. Let's book him.
How much would
that
cost?
The night it was like 20
for a whole show.
25 bucks.
Simon Rex. Remember when that time you got gobbed?
Somebody needs to send me that video because I've never seen it. And he's pretty.
He is pretty. What happened to Simon? Where are you, Simon?
I don't
know.
Oh.
Last I heard, he was on tour with Mickey Avalon.
Are we talking about the same guy?
Simon Rex. He was trying to have a music career.
Yeah.
He was trying to like rap and sing.
Yeah, he was trying to be a rapper.
Yes.
He was on tour with
Mickey Avalon.
I'm a rapper these days.
You know Mickey Avalon? My dick is bigger than no.
Okay. He should just stick to like
Hello, we're
Jimmy
white girls.
Campbell.
We don't know.
I'm gonna send you. It's a good song. I'm shocked you don't already know it. All of you.
I just love that scene in Scary Movie 3 when he's like, your period starts in 3, 2, and she's like,
Jesus.
That's just
Christ.
That's my life. That's my life.
Oh, wait. So we got to go back now that we're talking about, you know, porn again. Katrina, so the question was, will you have an OnlyFans account? And if so, what would you post? Because we didn't really get into this.
Okay.
Like, well, Katrina, I'd honestly feel, as a gay man, I would only subscribe if you did at least one squirt show a week.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, absolutely not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Well, then, bitch, you got no customer from me.
Luke,
I would do, I would do basically anything else. Anything that's not all the way naked, anything that is not sex, anything that is not like.
It took me 5 years.
No
to
tortilla
get a video
making.
Of her spitting out ping pong balls, okay? 5 years it took me to get that from her. And that's
allegedly.
Allegedly. I got that video of Katrina shooting ping pong balls.
Right. I would say, first of all, I say, big ups to anyone who wants to make their money however they can in a legal way. Do your thing. Get your money. Do you. Fine.
Good on you, Aaron Carter. If you got a jerk off, you might as well get paid for it. Right?
I mean, I guess. But if I were going
like
to.
I could save Aaron Carter, but that's just me. I like, I'm attracted to damaged people.
He's your type. He's your type.
No, yeah, exactly. You know, like, you know, I've got to bring them back from the brink.
Look at the track record. Don't. Yeah,
Luke, you don't help them. They destroy you. What are you talking about?
A little bit of both.
But it makes
well,
me happy.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, Jesus.
I would say if I had to do something, I would do something weird, like wish things with my feet. Or like wear like a mask and have like little anime.
Would you like rub a genie bottle and then we could have like a little like a genie pop out if you rubbed it with your
Yeah. What? I have a weird amount of like foot fetish fans. Like,
there you go. Step on some cakes. Step on some cakes.
I have stepped on a cake.
They have that thing where you can dress reptiles that people are really into.
Why am I laughing about this?
Like, you squish frogs.
I would absolutely not squish frogs, Jeffrey. What the fuck? Because
they should have Peter on an asshole as well.
That's got to be good money.
Absolutely.
No, Jeffrey, no. That's fucked.
I mean, I would do a lot of weird things for a dollar, but not that.
What was the other thing?
I would do anything.
There was something else
dollar.
You said you'd do today.
But I won't do that.
What the hell was it? Something about Power
Jeffrey,
Rangers.
We're talking about we're singing Meatloaf. Unfortunately.
All right.
I would do so weird things, but I would not do sex things to answer
your weird things.
So you would do things that would get weird people in, but you wouldn't do things that sexually exploitated yourself.
Exploitated. Wow.
Yeah. Yes. We're just clarifying.
I would
clarifying.
Rather not be exploitated by my own self.
You'll do things for other people to get sexual gratification. You're just not going to show your body.
Yes, it's just it's just the nudity for me. Because my dad was a pastor. I just I still can't.
But only for, as we were talking about before, OnlyFans.
Can Bella be Thorne anything.
Can be anything. Cardi B doesn't show anything on her OnlyFans.
Right. Like, they have like personal trainers that are just giving you your workout. They have famous chefs on there that are just teaching you how to cook, giving you recipes. Like,
I looked at the list you sent that you guys sent. I'm like, I don't know any of these people. I knew Cardi B and Shea Coulee from Drag Race, but
Shea Coulee, is she on OnlyFans? What's she?
I knew the lady who was in one of the Real Housewives of New York was on there, Sonia something or other.
Oh, okay. Interesting. It's kind of like gone to like a VIP access kind of thing now, where it's not
that's
just
thinking,
you know,
like it's just
it's not just
like,
porn.
It's like
like
a Patreon
behind the
or
scenes.
Something.
Yeah, it's like behind the scenes content and all that kind of stuff. So it's like a glorified video Patreon kind
like,
of thing.
It's a glorified cameo.
It's like it's like Instagram stories that nobody else gets.
Yeah.
Like, so I like to post Instagram stories. It would be like me posting my life. Like,
yeah, that's kind of all you
here's
post.
Here's my princess chair. Here's my shoes.
You want to link them to our page because I love that one when you were like riding the horse. It's like ride a horse, ride a cowboy. And you're like, obviously, you're having a good time and you're just on like this little ride on horse and you're just like bang, 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 bang. And I'm like, bitch, I messaged her. I was like, post that to our story. And she is like, she messaged me back like a week later and she's like, which one? And I'm like, too late.
Girl's busy. Too late. Girl's busy.
I mean, got, you know.
She's got garlic knots to give people.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Thank you. So I want to move on just briefly to talk about, you know, another, it's like Teen Stars Day today, actually. Oh. Teen Stars versus social media. So Demi Lovato has another documentary coming out. Yes.
Oh, really?
You know I have opinions on this.
Do you know
her? We can talk about that in a sec. So Demi Lovato has another documentary coming about called Dancing with the Devil about her relapse into drug and alcohol abuse. It's been coming out. She's been drip feeding the media basically this week about the extent of the damage that she did to herself with her last overdose. Oh, so she had three strokes and a heart attack.
Yeah.
They thought she was going to be like dead. She can't drive anymore because she has vision problems. And they're saying there's some sort of brain damage caused from it. But there's obviously it's not a functional thing because they're putting her back out in front of the media, or she's choosing to go back out in front of the media. But yeah, she's been in a lot of trouble on social media in general. So,
but that's obviously now, from her drug abuse.
Yeah, but
like obviously, like she's never been clean. Like to get to the point where you're having fucking strokes and shit. So yeah, the lead up to it would be just bizarre, fucked up behavior. Like,
okay, so here's my opinion.
And here we go for the tea. Yeah.
Go, Kitty.
I do not know her personally, but I do know that after she died of heroin overdose, that she last year got a leading role in the Super Bowl singing the Star Spangled Banner, and I feel like that was a bad decision. I know that America loves a comeback story. Yay, yay, get yourself the help you need. But I don't think out of everyone in our country that we need to glorify her and give her that position as if we're all saying everything's quite okay and go be a heroin addict and go die. And like, hey, you can still have the best starring role in America's leading show all year long and be the star. No, I don't agree with that. I also don't agree that she was singing at the inauguration show. Like, no, I don't support this.
That's fair.
I agree.
That's fair. I think as you said, America loves a like an underdog.
Comeback story, yes.
I love an underdog, and she's a very talented singer. Oh, opinions vary, but she does have an amazing.
She looks like Justin Bieber.
She has an amazing voice, and I think that you know that people love that tragedy of young talent that you know goes like Aaliyah,
but
and Selena, and all that
is,
kind
you don't
of
want
stuff.
To glorify that kind tragedy of shit to young girls that are or young people that are idolizing her. And
thank
think,
you.
Oh, it's okay
that's
if
what
I
I'm
fucking,
saying. That's why it's not
I
okay.
I can fall off the wagon for a while and then
no,
I can come back. Most people don't come back because, you know, you don't have the fucking support she's probably got that keeps reviving her. Like,
Well, also, I feel like if you're going to be a performer and you're going to sing at the national anthem during the Super Bowl, I feel like you do have some moral responsibility to the world. To not be a total douchebag and to not be such a train wreck that you kill yourself more than once. I feel like that role should be reserved for someone.
Buffy died more than once. She died twice in the show. She came back, but it wasn't from drugs. Just saying.
Anyway. Luke's
wasn't she
Buffy
the Vampire Slayer?
Yes, this is what he's talking about.
Well, that's a show. and that's fine. This is reality.
He's so gay. He's
and little so people gay. All over the world, I don't mean little people, I mean young people, are looking up to her, and it's not okay. I don't agree with that.
It's not funny.
I mean, little people will technically look up to her because she's taller than them, but that's not what I meant.
We're getting Jesus, canceled. Was this a good idea today? Listen,
okay.
I'm just not a Demi Lovato fan. That's it.
She's not a look. See, and the problem is that her attitude, and you can say what she.
She's a fucking drugger. What do you want from her attitude? She's not wrong in the head. People have these expectations of normal behavior from a fucking person that's addicted to drugs. It's never going to happen.
Buy some Tanner and calm down. So what I was going to say before I was interrupted was that her attitude is picked up by her fan base, and they are notoriously voracious. Kathy Griffin cops it from them so badly because
her fan base are all fucking losers.
Yeah, like her fan base, like, they send Kathy Griffin death threats and say, "We know where you live. We've taken photos of your house. We know what the inside of your house looks like. We're going to come and like fucking kill you."
I would love death threats from them. I would love it. It'd make us relevant.
Well, you can have them. That's fine.
I do not want death threats.
No.
Please look at the crawl below.
Just direct them to Luke. The others don't want them. I'm cool with them.
I don't want death threats. I don't want her to die. And I just think that if you kill yourself from drugs, maybe you shouldn't be America's sweetheart. That's all.
I don't.
Jeffrey.
They're trying to use her past and like what happened to her work. Another Disney girl, right? She was Disney or was it Nickelodeon? I
don't Disney.
Right? So I think they're trying to use her past, like what everybody did to Britney, and they're trying to give her.
Yeah, but Britney didn't punch a Jonas Brothers backing dancer on a tour bus either.
See, I don't know any of that stuff that she did.
I'm sorry. If Britney and Demi Lovato were hanging both over a volcano and you could only save one, who
Britney
would you
all
save?
Day long. Britney.
I'd say Britney
all day long.
Britney was pretty crazy in her own right.
Her loneliness was killing her. Leave her alone. But it's all our drama, like a lot of this drama stems from this douchebag as well.
Oh.
Perez Hilton. And now we're all supposed to feel.
He got very skinny.
Is he like our age?
He got very skinny.
He's our age.
Because he lost all that weight and didn't do it naturally, and now he's got too much happening. So we're all supposed
to. He worked out.
He looks like
supposed to feel sorry. We're supposed to feel sorry for Perez Hilton now, guys.
He's another sob story that wants to turn it around. Oh, the world.
You know what? If you go on Celebrity Big Brother with a conservative, outspoken, like bigoted bitch, and you're the one that the nation hates. Because she ends up being the one that's the nation's sweetheart because you're so vile, then maybe you're that vile.
But here's the thing. Again, everybody was tuning into his page back then when he was doing this stuff.
Yes.
Draw dicks on people's foreheads.
Everyone's guilty of.
Right. So how can everybody hate him so much? He's getting banned off TikTok. I mean, he definitely, like, he's his own worst enemy. The videos he posts, the poor me bullshit. It's very Madison Devine-ish. Bitch, if you're watching, hi.
Hey, Madison. Holla.
Did you see that? Yeah, you did. She posted a photo of me, like a hard copy. This bitch got a hard copy.
Hey, Madison, tune in.
She's been a Kodak. Like, that's what's going on.
I tell her all the time on her Facebook page. The bitch is always like, poor me, this is wrong. Everybody hates, it's always some kind of shit. And it makes me crazy. So we started a group where we'll like message each other screenshots, and be like, did you see this one? But
Jeffrey,
like,
that's mean girl behavior.
You can't sit with me.
I'll do a mean girl.
But at least I admit it, right? Like, I'm sorry, but if you are constantly seeking attention, this bitch.
That wasn't me.
Oh, is it just a photo? I thought it was a video and it didn't tell me the audio.
No.
So I just I feel like when like Perez has that attitude where you just I could root for him, but he ruins it every time. With the waterworks and the theatrics.
No, he was terrible. Did you ever watch that season of Celebrity Big Brother in the UK?
No, no. But
he was fucking awful. It had Michelle Visage on it, and it had Katie Hopkins. So Michelle's obviously like on RuPaul's Drag Race, so she's very like you know pro gay.
Former guest of Uncensored Radio.
And then Kat called in while she was in Paris, and we couldn't like she couldn't hear us, so she didn't realize Michelle was on. Yeah, that's a good episode. Go look that bitch up.
My bad.
And then I told her the wrong time. Oh yeah.
But like Katie Hopkins is like this really conservative journalist that just is against everything.
She's a cunt, not against basically.
Gays, though. She's cool with gays, but no, she's a cunt. Just wasn't she's a cunt, having
don't,
him.
Don't defend Katie Hopkins. She's a bit of a cunt. She's horrible.
No, she is.
They're from Australia.
No, 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 but she was the lesser that. Of two evils between her
oh,
and
oh, yeah,
Perez.
They say that there. I forget.
It's a term of endearment
like,
here.
That's like the worst thing you could say here.
No.
The C word. Oh, we just say it like it's... Like,
yeah, it
you
is.
Know,
the
like,
C word is the worst thing you could say here.
Listen,
it's just a whatever here.
ETV... On, or the E Network years ago when they used to have that peace, love, and gossip.
The lady, downtown Julie Brown.
Yes. Okay, so they had her on. There was this this show on one night, and I was like downstairs, and I had my mother like whips her head around because there's this like lesbian looking, dare I say, dykish kind of short hair, Kate Gosselin, spiky hair, and she was talking about yeah, yes, exactly, but she was fatter. I say that with love. So she was on there. Oh, she's going, I miss the 70s. I miss the 70s when you could say cunt. And she's saying, and it was on the E Network, right? And she's saying, she's like, a woman's cunt. It's powerful. And she just kept cunt. And like, my mother was so pissed because my brother, like, and she was losing her mind. And she's like, what the hell are you watching? I'm like, it's about women's vagina, mom. You know, I'm like, and I'm like, she's talking about, she misses when it used to be called cunt. And it was
oh
amazing.
My gosh!
About how she's like, it was a powerful world. Like you could tell, she was one of those angry.
Poor Mama Emmett.
Yeah. Well, then you know what's funny is she's one of those bitches that hated that word her whole life, and if you said it like that, that gets you slap in the face. And she started calling people that in the last couple of years that I talked to her.
You know what? She can do whatever she wants. She deserves it.
Yeah, maybe some
she
therapy.
Raised you. She could do whatever she wants.
She needs therapy.
Because of you.
No, I had to go to therapy because of her and her fucking family members that put caps in the other one's head while they're sleeping, man. Like, it's not a good gene pool.
No. All right, look, we're gonna cleanse the palate about a great gene pool, one that Jeffrey's very excited to see again on television.
Oh.
Soon, Jeffrey.
What is this? I can't see it.
Punky Brewster is back tomorrow.
It's our girl, Cherry.
Yes.
Friend of the show, Cherry Johnson.
She filled in a couple of times as a guest co-host. She's wonderful. I felt she actually has a great story. Well, I mean, it's a horrible story of being like pulled over. Her and her boyfriend, I think they were in Atlanta, Georgia, and the cops, you know, they didn't know who she was. And
DWB.
It was racial profile. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was
that is DWB.
Driving while black.
I thought you were trying to say DWI, and I'm like, no, bitch, no. Wrong story.
No, right story. DWB.
Have you seen the trailer for Punky?
I think so.
It looks great.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to play it because I think it might be a copyright.
We can't show that, but yes, I've seen it, and it's awesome.
It looks like it retains... You know, with these reboots, you're always like, oh.
Punky power.
I get a good feeling about Punky. Like, I don't know why. I just kind of went like this.
Oh.
I'll say, if Margot and Alan aren't in it, I'm going to be pissed.
They might be saving that for... I feel like they're trying to get the long game out of it and say, like, drip feed the guest stars. So they go, ha, maybe in season two.
Well,
don't you think,
dead.
Like, hold on. The dad had to be, yeah, he had to be dead.
Yeah, I know, but like... Hello.
I used to love Punky. Oh my gosh, with her mission.
It used to air really early here in the morning. It used to air like at 6 a.m. and after Punky Brewster with Kids Incorporated. So I lived.
Kids Incorporated. Like,
Every turn around.
So Steve, what was the progress cutting connection here?
Oh, it was like 80s to the 90s. And then, of course, Saturday night was Nickelodeon night because hello.
Yes.
Hello.
We had
Clarissa. We had Roundhouse. I used to be so obsessed with Roundhouse. Oh, don't even. And then to top it off, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Good, thanks. Before it turned to Nick at Night, there was Mary Tyler Moore. The end.
You're happy with that.
Our show historian.
That was only child. I was like, yeah, that's what should be.
At night, TV viewers dream. Yeah.
Alex Mack, you know. Ooh, I'm the puddle.
I do remember that.
I loved Alex Mack. We were buddies.
I'm the puddle. You should have fought her for that role. Like, I'm Alex Mack. Yeah, bitch.
I'm in Jumanji, bitch.
Oh, yeah, because didn't you guys do The Big Help?
We did The Big Help. She did an episode of all that when I was Ross Perot. We used to have play dates as kids. Like, we were cool.
She was in that Babysitter's Club movie. It wasn't very good, though.
Okay, but she is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
She's awesome. Nice, I enjoy
we
her.
We love her.
Maybe we'll have to get her on.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Only if she can turn into a puddle on camera.
Yeah.
Not the kind of puddle that Lukey wants to see me do.
not like a Bella Thorne puddle, but like, not like a legit CGI puddle.
Do you think that there are any like OnlyFans sites with like pregnant women that are like squirting out breast milk?
Oh, there'd have to be.
Yes, absolutely.
There's something to tick every box. That's why Uncensored Radio exists, right?
Hey, we used to be popular.
Aaron?
We are popular, girl. Don't even talk to me.
Rude.
It's the remix. It's the remix. We're all good. We're talking about reboots. We're rebooting ourselves.
Yes, it's true.
We've got original. Exactly. We've got original cast and then, foreign cousins that come to visit. That's cute.
Unstoppable original Uncensored Radio. I think
we were talking today.
As I said before.
Are you ready?
It makes sense.
On that
crazy
note, kids, I've got to bow out now. Like,
that's all right. See you, Luke.
I love
nobody
you.
Nobody else.
Love you. Yeah. Turn into a puddle.
Jeff don't care, you mole.
I love you.
You mole. What a great way to finish. How Australian of you. Oh, dear.
Listen. Was it one of you two that had the birds going in the background? I was like, or if one of those get attacked on camera with the magpie, it'll be the greatest day of all time.
Was it me? Oh, my God.
I have a bird story.
Okay. Cat's full of stories today.
Okay.
Close us out with your bird story.
Have you heard of Tommy Mottola, who used to be the head CEO of Sony? He was
Mariah's husband.
Well, now he is Thalia's husband. Yeah. Latin pop superstar.
Yes. Poor man Shakira.
She was. Maybe. Anyway, they've been married like 20 years. She gets on my plane. I had no idea. I didn't know who she was because I only know her from when she was singing the song with Fat Joe. I love the way, and she was all pretty and like hot and young.
Yeah, she
looked like a mom, and she looked like a tired mom.
Allegedly.
No, I was there. This happened. She looked like that. She was she's 60 now, so it makes sense. But anyway,
she's 60.
Yeah. What? She gets on the plane with her kids. This bitch has birds, just fucking birds, just in the plane, just loose, fucking birds. Okay.
Like birds on a plane. Cat's in a sequel. She didn't even know she was in.
It was like snakes on a plane, but terrifying because birds are fucking terrifying with their little claws and their beaks. And they were green and there was more than one and they were flying around, just loose, these fucking birds. I was like,
isn't that like super dangerous?
Yes, I'm like, if these birds shit, I am not cleaning it up. I don't know.
I'm worried about them, like,
you're
know, getting into the cockpit, like distracting the pilot.
And
like, doing
a
John Denver.
I promise the pilots, if the birds come up, I'm gonna punch them. Boom!
Punch them!
Boom! Boom!
There's your PETA story.
bird detail. Okay, well, you endanger my life, bird, you're going down, okay? Anyway, just like a human, if a human endangers my life, you're going down. Anyway, the best part of this is that she is singing the whole time. Everybody dance now! And the birds are chirping along. Tommy Mottola is clapping, everybody dance now, offbeat. And the birds are like, wah, 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 wah.
Fucking hell.
Kidding me?
They were putting a show on for you.
Whose life have I stepped into? What American Horror Story episode is this? With a pop star and some fucking birds. And the birds are singing, everybody dance now. From Florida to New York, bitch. It's a long flight for everybody dance now. Not the whole song, just that one
just
line.
Just one line. Yep.
See, I couldn't do it. I don't like people like that.
She needs a drink. That's how it looks.
PTSD
isn't from the child stardom. It's from everybody dance now on that fucking plane.
Thank you. Because, I mean, you don't see me going places with birds and emotional support peacocks and shit. The fuck is that?
I love it.
Everybody dance now. Wah, 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 wah.
And this is the kind of content you'll be able to see on Katrina A. Johnson from All That OnlyFans.
Her doing bird impressions.
You just need to like get fully done up as a bird. You know, like body makeup. Do full body makeup.
Dressed as a peacock because everybody dance now. I really want an emotional support peacock.
I know, right?
Can I dress like a peacock and then sing Katy Perry song? See a peacock. Do this like creepy little motion. That's what you can see on my OnlyFans.
What animal will she be like this week?
I want it. You want to see my peacock? Cock, cock, my peacock.
I think I would pay good money on OnlyFans to see you sing just a little bumping.
It don't mean nothing. That's a single that I had that Jeffrey knows about that nobody else knows.
I've heard rumor of this alleged single.
Oh, I haven't sent it to you yet.
No.
I'm just
worming my way in here, just collecting.
I just need to.
I'm gonna do my tell all.
Dun dun dun. My tell all no is NDAs. This show.
Oh dear. So it's been a very eventful show. So basically, do OnlyFans if you want to. Jack off, squirt, do whatever you like, but you know, make sure you get your money. That's our moral.
And put in the comments section what you would like to see of my OnlyFans.
If this happened, allegedly.
What should I do? I was thinking have like little Power Ranger figurines just dancing on my boobs, like. Let me know. What do you want? Let's see. What Let's colors? Talk about it.
Is it by request?
I like to taste the rainbow.
You might get, like well, pink look, and yellow. I've heard stories.
You can put anyway. Karen on your baby. We'll get the Karen Ashley doll.
No, Karen would be offended if I did that. Anybody but the Karen Ashley doll.
You posted the picture of me and her helmet in your titties.
That's true, but she was there for that and she approved that message.
I'm Karen Ashley and I approve this message.
Yeah, yes. That was my fat head in that Power Ranger helmet.
I don't think she would approve most of today's message.
I don't think she would approve many of my messages, but she loves me anyway.
We are gonna love you all and leave you. Thank you for joining a very special Uncensored Radio with Super Celebrity of the Day, TMZ star. Katrina A. Johnson of Nickelodeon, all that.
Get it right.
Who's only 29?
Yeah, 29, feeling fine. You cannot look at her vagina. Goodbye! No pussy for you.
Everybody, now.